Hey, Dinner Dave here on the phone with me from the Pixies, David Lovering. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. You have been with the band since the beginning. One of my favorite quotes is, if you love Nirvana's Nevermind, you should listen to The Inspiration, which was your first album way back in the day, Come On Pilgrim. And you guys have had such a long career, a little break, but a long career. One of my favorite albums, Trompe Le Monde. The drums in UMass get me every time. Do you guys still play that song?
Oh, thank you, Dave. Yes, we do. We do. We play it a lot. In fact, we with the last Weezer tour we did. We did it, I think, almost every other night or nightly at least. The crowd loves it. It's very easy to play, and it has more cowbell in it, so you can't complain about it.
No, and it is such a it gets you moving. That's for sure. I love that song, and I love that band or that album, and such a great long career. And when the Pixies took a break, you actually did a little magic.
Correct. Yeah, I picked a wise career choice, and I became a professional magician, which I still do to this day. Not as much as I did it probably in the interim, but yeah, magic. It's wonderful. You can make people's day. It's a fun thing to do, and I do it often on the road, actually, either backstage or whatever. So
it's entertaining, sure. And what I read is a kind of physics-based experiment, so kind of like Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yeah, correct. What I needed to do was when I started pursuing magic, I needed a kind of a stage show. And rather than doing something I'm not, I just did what was primarily what was myself, or being natural. And I had an electronics and engineering degree, and I love science and stuff like that, and so I just did it. I donned a lab coat, and I did physics experiments, and I melded in magic and not told anybody, and didn't tell anybody. But that was the idea of it. Just being pretty much myself is a much better persona than trying to be, you know, the mass magician or something like that.
Right. Now, what in that world, that magic physics world, what correlation, is there a correlation with drumming and keeping the beat?
Just no, other than being a geek.
Two different worlds.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the timing or something, or just that's what I like about drums. And well, I do like playing drums as an instrument, but the timing and everything, maybe it's just, yeah, maybe it's all science-based or something. I have no idea, but that's the only thing I can foresee other than musician and magician are almost closely alike. I have a business card. I could use some white out and change some letters. So
we're going to be playing at the Grand Sierra Resort April 11th. Have you been to this venue? You yet?
No, I haven't. No, looking forward though.
Okay, this stage, I gotta warn you, this stage is humongous. It's like the largest stage in North and South America. I think Russia has a bigger stage. There's a 747 on it. Of course they close it up for a band, but they used to have the Rockettes back in the day with the 50 girls, and it'll blow your mind, and you can spend hours in getting lost in all the stuff that they have there. But it's going to be a fantastic event, Grand Sierra Theater. And it's going to be April 11th. It's a Thursday. Tickets available. Easy. Just go to Grand Sierra Resort. Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Damon. Thank you. I do appreciate it so much. I'm looking forward to, we're all looking forward to coming to Rita.